In your top stories at this hour, the Deputy President insists that South Africa is not xenophobic. The Western Cape condemns attacks on healthcare workers, and SARS wants to get things right this tax season. And sports news with Mike Godfrey. Deputy President Paul Masetile insists that South Africa is not a xenophobic country. The Deputy President has, however, admitted that the government has taken too long to deal with the challenges of immigration. The country is facing protests that demand the deportation of illegal foreigners. Masetile says the government is now implementing a comprehensive approach to immigration challenges in the country. Police say there have been no cases opened against people marching or making demands for illegal foreigners to leave the country. News 24 reports that there are no cases that have been opened against the activists who are involved in the campaign against illegal foreigners. Several marches have been held against illegal foreigners in the country this year. Threats have also been made on social media for illegal foreigners to leave the country before the end of this month. The government says only law enforcement agencies have the right to deport illegal foreigners. Deputy President Paul Masetile says the State Security Agency is vetting senior managers in the South African Police Service as part of efforts to prevent corruption. Masetile made the remarks during his appearance in the National Council of Provinces, where he responded to questions for oral reply in Parliament. He says corruption cases are being pursued transparently to threaten accountability and reinforce the integrity of the police service. The Western Cape Department of Health and Wellness has condemned attacks on its workers. This follows the death of an emergency medical services team member yesterday after a smash-and-grab attack in Cape Town. Police are investigating the incident. The Western Cape MEC for Health and Wellness says the emergency medical service workers should be able to perform their duties without the fear of violence. And the South African Revenue Service says it has listened to taxpayers and is focused on getting things right this tax season. According to SARS, fewer taxpayers are expected to receive messages that notify them about verification this year. SARS says it has simplified tax returns and communication. It has also enhanced the capabilities of its artificial intelligence assistant. The improvements follow breaches in e-filing profiles last year. SARS has now introduced enhanced security with biometric verification and two-factor authentication on its platforms. Moving to international news, at least 35 people were killed during an attack on Niger's airport and military base. An affiliate of West Africa's Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack on the airport was the second this year after another one that was carried out in January. The government says the attack has killed 11 members of the security forces and two civilians. The military says 22 attackers were also killed. And now we go over to Mike Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mike.
Yes, sports news, rugby. Yes, there's some great rugby that awaits us this weekend, so the whole calendar is jam-packed with action-packed games. Saturday we kick off with the South African A team, filled with youth and some great players here, or future great players. They play Zimbabwe, kick off in Quebec at 1200. In the afternoon. Don't miss that one. Get to the game early. Watch the young Springboks take on Zimbabwe. Then we got the big game in the afternoon. Springboks versus the Barbarians. It was a great encounter. The box, according to the box center, Andre Esterhazen, is also tipped to captain the box. So they're not taking this game lightly. But he was impressed with the new fly-off. Quinn Horn, who normally plays fullback for the Lions, is coming in that fly-off. And Esterhazen said he was impressed, a very good player, and also he slotted in very well at the practice. So look forward to seeing Quinn on at number 10. For Barbarians, they will be captained by that man, and we all know him, the scrum half from the All Blacks, played 89 tests, TJ Perenara. a colourful character, so he's going to be out there pushing his men to the limit. Then we move on to the United Rugby Championships, and that final game will be played at Croke Park in Dublin. A great game, Leinster versus the Blue Bulls. Who's going to win this one? We're really hoping the Bulls can beat the Leinster. It's like the Irish versus the Springbok side. Bull side is a great team, and so is Leinster, so don't miss that one. Action-packed kickoff Saturday evening, at 20:30. Enjoy the sport and the weekend. Sport Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoy the sporting weekend as well. It's going to be jam-packed. So rugby, soccer, and I think there's cricket in there somewhere as well. It's amazing how all the sports have culminated, you know, no longer seasonal as they used to be. Thanks, Mark. Have a good one. Look forward to your report on Monday. Looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,160. 84 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent, $79.40. $1 US, R16.50, the British pound, R21.75, and the euro, R18.87. A Bitcoin, $62,510.08. And that's all for this bulletin.
Audio streaming wherever you are. Wild Coast Radio.
Somebody broke the place where the rain is born. Something stole the promise from the light of the dawn. People, people everywhere struggling to get their share. Honest cruelty in the eyes of the innocent. Squeezing one more harvest from the tired earth. They call to you, but the wind just blows away their words. I didn't believe in miracles. I didn't believe you'd come. I didn't see any reason to carry on. But in my African dream,